long-term depression, learning to endure with biblical endurance and grace. In the quiet shadows where days stretch into weeks and months without clear light, long-term depression can feel like a heavy fog that won't go away. You know how exhausting it is to wake up already tired, how ordinary tasks become mountains, and how the quiet ache lingers even on the best days if you've been in this valley for years. Thankfully, the Bible doesn't ignore this kind of deep, ongoing struggle. There's something to be said for enduring hardship with grace, for holding on when feelings scream otherwise, and for God who sticks close no matter what. Psalm 88 describes a soul drowned in darkness, crying out night and day without hope. Even though the writer feels cut off, forgotten, and surrounded by troubles that don't seem to end, he still sends his words to God. That's enough for anyone who's dealing with long-term depression. You don't have to feel cheerful or fixed to tell God about your pain. No matter how numb your heart feels, you can keep showing up. As the Bible says, endurance doesn't mean pretending everything is fine or forcing a smile. It's about turning towards God while you hurt. James 1 verses 2 to 4 says that trials are an opportunity to persevere so you can be mature and complete. Although this sounds impossible on hard days, it's actually a slow process. Grace comes in here because God knows your limits. He doesn't require you to manufacture strength you don't have. In 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, we're reminded that His power shines through in weakness. When you're empty by depression, that's exactly where His grace can rest. Many faithful people in the Bible faced prolonged hardship. Elijah wanted to die after intense service. Jeremiah lamented bitterly. Even Jesus felt sorrow crushing him in Gethsemane. These accounts show that enduring doesn't mean you're never overwhelmed. It means you keep pushing forward, one small step at a time, leaning on God. Long-term depression means opening the Bible even when it feels dry, whispering short prayers when longer ones seem impossible, and accepting help as part of God's plan. Practice endurance often starts small. You might start reading one psalm every morning and letting its words sit with you. Lamentations 3 verses 22 to 23 says God's mercies are new every morning and His faithfulness is great. When depression clouds your mind, remember that He's never run out of compassion. Grace also means resting without feeling guilty. Jesus invites the weary to come to Him for rest, not to solve more problems. You don't have to carry this alone, even if depression makes it hard to reach out. The Bible pictures the church as a body where each part supports the others. Having safe people who listen without trying to cheer you up reflects God's kindness. You don't have to be ashamed of using the tools He provides. Professionals, medicine, and spiritual practices work together under God's care. In Romans 5 verses 3 to 5, suffering produces perseverance, perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. Long-term depression tests hope itself. Goth Christians embrace the dark aesthetic because it lets them express things words can't. It doesn't disappoint because God's love has been poured into their hearts. When you wear black, have candlelit prayer times, or listen to reflective music, you can sit honestly with your feelings and still turn them toward God. Eventually, endurance grows. Some days you'll survive. Other days you'll take small steps forward. Both are held in grace. Philippians 4 verse 13 is often quoted, but Paul says in context he's learning contentment in every situation. He's describing strength that comes from Christ, not from self-effort. If you're suffering from long-term depression, this means you can get through today because He's holding you. As a picture of endurance and grace, the cross itself stands out. Jesus endured hours of agony, feeling abandoned, yet He persevered for the joy set before Him. Because He endured, we have access to the Father even in our darkest times. Resurrection followed the tomb, showing long nights can't win. If you're in a long season of depression, know that God sees you. God isn't disappointed with your slow progress or weary heart. Keep coming back to His Word, keep praying when you can, and let grace cover whatever you can't do today. The quiet persistence of faith shapes something beautiful, even in the shadows.